I am now reaching a conclusion that much as we try, we may very well end up our investigation not really knowing what actually happened.
Compañeros. Derek Newark as Kyle, and Harrod Reese as Anna, Trevor Nichols as Richmond, with Colin Stinton as Simon, Stuart Milligan as Colonel Tom, Arturo Venegas as Commander Condor, Francisco Morales as Little Fish. Compañeros by Mike Walker.
Size of England and Wales, population around 3 million, majority of them under 15, mostly mestizo, that's Spanish speaking. Also mosquito, 60,000 on the Atlantic coast. We all be going region 5, coffee growing, main town Jinotega, Matagalpa.
What's it like then?
Well, if you're looking for peace, and it's not really your country, Nicaragua.
Fire police, fire round the town. Fire come from over there and come down the Baker Shop. Baker Shop is on the San Jose School. Baker Shop.
Hey, that's good. That's great. Smile, kid. Chico, una sandwicha. Huh? Big grin. That's great. Okay, that's great.
It should have been cleared by my company. Everything should...
Oh, sure, sure, senor. Don't you feel bad?
I was told you.
Somewhere all these things.
But they're supposed to be here. Here at the border.
Sure,
here.
That's okay, man.
Look. Richmond. Huh? My name is James Richmond.
Oh, senor James, don't bust no that. Hey, they get lost all the time, the paper. We go to the office.
You are a visitor, senor.
That's what I'm trying to explain. Business.
Huh.
I'm on business, you see.
Huh.
I have a trip which is supposed to be planned. First Managua, and there are meetings, and then on to Jalapa to look at the coffee.
Okay. Visitor.
No, business, coffee.
You're in a hurry, senor. You missed the bus. You don't get another 2-3 days.
Oh, my God.
Now, enjoy your stay, senor.
Well, hang on. Damn. Sorry.
It's all right.
You're English.
I think the bus is leaving.
I'm trying to find these papers.
I don't think you find anything. Hey, excuse me.
No.
Save me a seat.
I'll try.
Senora.
Hurry, please.
Your business in Nicaragua, senora.
The European Committee of Civil Rights. I was invited by your government.
Now!
To inspect some of our AIDS programs. Here's a letter.
Right now, everyone has a letter. Who signed yours? The CIA?
Not American. English. My commission is sympathetic to the aims of the Nicaraguan people.
Ah, thank you, senora. Our friends are always welcome.
I have to catch the bus.
Oh, huh. It's okay, senora. It ain't good for another hour or two.
I had to fight some woman off with her family and half a dozen pigs.
What? Oh, thanks, anyway.
James Richmond.
Anna Clark, how do you do?
Let's sit together, us gringos?
Sorry?
It's okay. Hey, look at that kid.
Well.
Over there.
Oh, God, that's real.
That's war.
How could you take pictures?
It's my job.
Is that an excuse?
I didn't do that to him, Miss Clark.
How do you know my name?
Asked Jose back at the post. He says, The lady, she is a bleeding heart. She come to see how we make the peace with all of the money they send us. He didn't like it, I think.
Why?
Still a man's country. Ain't that so, Mr. Richmond?
James will do.
So, James will do.
You've been here before?
Yeah, I've been here before.
What's that supposed to mean?
The kids are the same most any place you go. I guess you could say that makes it all the same country.
Sorry?
Sorry?
I think he was being polite.
Yeah. Well, I got some pictures to take. You going to Managua?
Yes.
I'll see you, maybe.
I hope not. I really do.
I hope not. I really do.
Odd character. Some kind of journalist.
Yes. Some kind of journalist. What about you, Mr. Richmond?
Coffee. My company, I mean, the people I work for are investigating. I'm here to look at Nicaraguan coffee.
Cheap coffee?
It's the Robustica, you see. A lower quality used for instant. Everything should have been set up.
You travel a lot?
Wherever there's coffee.
Then there's generally exploitation, too.
World market set the price, Miss Clark.
Is that so?
Nicaragua wants the foreign exchange. They're desperate for it.
Yes, I'm sure they are.
And what do you do?
Common market aid program.
Here?
We have a full-time worker in Managua, Simon Carr, a Methodist priest. He's very good with the government.
And he's your liaison?
I don't think he'd be interested in selling coffee beans.
Perhaps we can meet, have a drink. No, Methodists don't drink, do they?
And this heat, Mr. Richmond, I think an ice cold beer is okay.
Does it ever get any cooler?
In the mountains, it can be pretty nice up there.
I've heard it can also be dangerous.
It is Nicaragua.
The Contra.
As long as Uncle Sam keeps paying him, they'll keep killing people.
Is it really that bad?
Yes.
Enough to stop the harvesting of coffee?
This is a one-track mind at work. Mr. Coffee Bean comes to Nicaragua. Simon, I have some paperwork to sort out and I want to unpack, so I'll see you later. For dinner? Oh, they do serve dinner here.
Best hotel in Managua. It's also the only hotel, but they do serve dinner.
Fine, I'll see you. Yeah.
Cheerio. Who uses the place now?
Visitors like you. Newsmen. Used to be crowded. Couldn't see the bar for reporters. Now it's the occasional guest, delegations of sympathetic trades unionists. We get a lot from Eastern Europe.
And where do you fit in? Aren't you supposed to be against these people?
I don't have any quarrel with the Sandinistas.
Your president does.
Yeah, maybe you'll change.
You don't really believe that?
I believe the country could use an export deal, which brings us back to the harvest.
They would have to be able to deliver.
If you're asking for guarantees, the situation isn't that clear.
Well, I'm afraid that in business it has to be. Good intentions aren't really enough.
Maybe because you don't believe in them.
Do you?
Things do change. People were taken away here, too, in the time of Somoza, before the Sandinistas came. They disappeared, sometimes for no real reason. Just on a rumor, the soldiers of the National Guard would come and take people from their families and torture them, kill them. Not to find any answers, James, because there weren't any. It's because that's how it happened. They buried him outside the city in the dumps. When it rained, you could see hands or faces.
And what about the murderers?
They're still out there. In Honduras, Costa Rica, Miami. Waiting, crossing the border, killing people. Look, take this to the economic ministry. Ask for Senor Gonsalves. Mm-hmm. Mention my name. Might help.
Well, that's great, thanks. I'll get tomorrow.
I wouldn't expect too much efficiency.
Well, they should have the papers from London by now.
Yeah, things do get lost here.
More good intentions?
No, just chaos. See you around.
Right.
Coffee?
Thanks.
Drink of some kind?
Not for me.
Dos cafés, por favor.
Oh, it's peaceful.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Managua, after dark, has to seem normal.
Why?
Because they have to succeed. The hotel has its singers. They put up paper lanterns. People, you know, kids play football under the streetlights. Everyone here remembers how it was. There's nothing in this city which doesn't have significance. Somebody died there, was buried there, raised a flag. I was trying to explain to your friend James.
We travel together, that's all.
I was trying to show him that each normal day is one more victory.
They're winning, aren't they?
I guess it's like giving up booze, huh? One day at a time. You'll see for yourself.
What have you got planned?
Well, after we finished up here, I think maybe...
What was that?
Natives are restless tonight, ma'am. Mind if I join you?
What was it?
Shooting.
Yeah, it happens.
I'll bet it does.
Guess you two know each other.
We crossed the border together. Mr. Kyle is a photographer.
Just Kyle.
He photographs wars.
You don't approve?
I don't think I do.
Sit down, Kyle. Coffee?
Thanks.
Yeah, I'll get another cup.
No, yours is fine. We have to stick together, us Americans.
Oh, Simon isn't...
You're going to say I wasn't American? Maybe I wasn't that kind of American.
Something like that, sorry.
Do you Brits spend the whole time apologizing?
Not now. We don't make big mistakes anymore.
You think we do?
I think your president does.
Drink your coffee, Kyle.
You said you had a couple of trips planned.
Did no one ever tell you it's bad manners to eavesdrop?
We're visiting Region 5, Hinotega. We have a health education scheme there.
I could use a ride if there's one going.
Shouldn't your employers take care of that sort of thing?
I could also use the company. Maybe an introduction from your buddy here who has, I'm told, quite a local reputation.
Well...
I don't think so.
What are you worried about? Bad publicity for the Campaneros?
I don't think you feel any sympathy for what's going on here, Mr. Kyle.
Which is what?
This country used to be sewn up so tight by Somoza. They did nothing for the people. No health, no education. Oh, don't you do any research or anything?
I don't do a whole lot of reading.
Then you'd really have loved this place the way it used to be, because they didn't believe in reading either.
So they missed out on the Washington Post.
Over the last few years, nearly 500,000 people have learned to read.
Sounds like propaganda.
Stopping kids dying isn't propaganda. Things have changed. They're building a future here.
Most places I've been where they're looking into the future, they're still standing knee-deep in bodies.
Look, it is different here, Kyle. Don't get fooled by the boys back home. We're incidentals, but we don't realize it, and that makes us pretty dangerous.
You religious guys, you really know how to pull the rug out from under.
Your feelings aren't at issue here, Kyle.
This is the new global strategy, is it?
It might not be such a bad thing if it was.
And these guys aren't going to end up just the same, more death squads, but this time for the rightists.
They're going to make mistakes, sure.
At least they're trying for something better. Why can't you see that?
So show me.
Okay. We leave Friday. From the hotel, first thing. We'll be going right out towards the Honduran border.
Yeah?
So, if you want to come.
What's the matter, Mr. Kyle? A bit too risky.
Listen, I've been places...
I don't care where you've been. I'd just like to know if you're coming with us.
Yeah, sure.
Great. You can put up some money.
I'll have to owe you.
Oh, don't you get expenses?
No.
Who are you working for?
I don't get expenses, okay? I'll pay you back sometime.
You mean you're not working for anyone?
I'm working for myself.
Fine.
That's how I do my job.
Look, glad to have you along, Kyle.
I'm sure you'll be a great help.
This is the goddamn loudest silence I have ever heard. Hello? Hello? London. I'm trying to call London. I'm trying... Oh, my God.
Hello?
Robin, it's James.
Yeah, I wonder when we'll be hearing. How goes it?
slow.
What?
Slow. I just can't get hold of anyone who can make decisions.
Well, what about the beams? What kind of quality?
I can't seem to get through to anybody.
Where are you?
Managua, at the Intercontinental.
Why don't you get out there on the spot, see for yourself, check out the local situation?
Well, it's not so easy, Robin. This place
come
is...
Come on, James. Hire a car or something. You don't want me to do it all from here, do you? Make a move.
What about the papers for... Robin? Hello? Hello?
I think you should make it clear to them.
All right, we're on the ground here.
Yeah, and we have to make decisions day to day.
We have to implement decisions.
They have to understand the situation is urgent.
Señor, your call is finished?
Yeah. Yeah, it's finished. Thank you. I need to get to Jalapa, a state coffee plantation. The Benjamin Zeledon Cooperative.
What's the problem?
Basically, how?
You could hire a car.
It's a long way to drive alone if you don't know the country. I wonder if your best bet wouldn't be to travel with us, at least some of the way. I could find you someone to drive you the last bit.
Why not? He could keep Mr. Kyle company.
I'll gladly pay. Money's no problem at all.
Well, everything we spend comes out of the aid budget.
Look, why don't we let Mr. Richmond pay for the whole trip? Your firm wouldn't object to that, would they?
No.
And you'd get Simon's expert opinion.
Well, makes sense to me.
Simon?
Great.
Is the American really coming?
Too late to back out now, Mr. Richmond. See you Friday morning, 7:00.
Oh, and bring dollars, will you? They still seem to go a lot further than anything else.
These and these are provided from the fund. And I think most of the teacher's equipment, here at least.
Oh, it's brilliant. Hola, guapa.
I mean, okay, the education is biased, but at least it's education.
I wish Kyle could see this.
Yeah. Without the revolution, half of them would have been sick or dead and the rest starving or selling their sisters.
Simon, hello.
Hi, shove your bag in the back.
Just about ready?
Yeah.
What about the American?
I guess he'll be here.
I wouldn't bank on it, the way he was drinking last night.
Hi, you all set?
Yep, no problems. Hello, Richmond.
You're looking very military.
Has Kyle turned up?
Nope.
Then I suggest we go if he wants a free ride.
Hey, come on, Anna, give this guy a break.
I think you like him.
I think there's something there.
He just keeps it well hidden.
Whenever you're ready, your bishopness. Hi, Mr. James O'Doul, Richmond.
Morning.
I guess it's you and me in the back, while these kids nick in the front.
I wish you'd shut up, Mr. Kyle.
I bet you do.
Guy.
Methodist.
Does that matter?
Sure, it's very important.
Why?
Methodist can screw.
It's primitive still, isn't it?
Huh?
Out there. Mud roads. Huts, kids. Animals. Like an old film. I mean, you think it was a cliche. How long have you been, well, doing what you do?
Taking pictures?
Yeah.
I always took pictures.
Did you ever get sick of it?
Pressing a button, click, why?
Wars and disasters. That's what you do, isn't it?
No, that's what the other idiots do. I just put it down in silver nitrate.
I just wondered, that's all.
You wondered what it's like taking pictures of dead people? I mean, you really need to be told, Richmond, what it's like. What do you think it's like?
Okay, I didn't mean to upset you.
I'm not. You didn't. What are you, anyway? I thought you were a businessman.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all.
I was just going to say...
You mind if I sleep a while, Richmond? I'm kind of tired.
There's dust or there's mud.
But no traffic.
Well, it's not New York.
But you like it. I mean, I'm quite sure what I do mean. Will you stay here?
Yeah, I guess. I have a congregation back in New York State.
What are they going to say about it?
I don't know.
What will you say?
Honestly, do not know. I don't feel I have to defend the flag. Here, there's a lot of us down here. Different size, different reason.
Like the photographer.
I forget, Kyle, if I were you, Anna. Leave him to work out his own problems. Oh. Damn chickens. Animals everywhere. Notice that?
Yeah.
Pigs, dog, goats.
But no cats.
No, you're right. No cats. And sometimes I feel like I could just drive on forever. Right on up to Alaska. And then something screws up.
Stop, Simon, stop!
I think, Anna, can you hold that, the lead there? Yeah. It's a bit messy, I'm afraid.
Oh, come on, Richmond. This isn't the bloody Barnet bypass.
And the spanner.
Do you have some objection to helping?
You look great when you're mad.
Mr. Kyle, you're beginning to annoy me.
Well, move it across, and let's try that.
Great, James. It's wonderful. Glad we had you along. There's a six-pack in the back if you want to crack one.
Cheers.
How high are we here?
Pretty high.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? Trees, valleys, mist. There should be a condor and breathy pipes.
Yeah, it's a gift. Something you just have to thank God for. I think we'll stay here for the night. Should be safe enough.
Why shouldn't it be?
Who do you want this one sent to, Richmond?
Very funny. Can I help with anything?
If you can set up a gas stove, then yes.
You're looking more relaxed?
Maybe.
Why are you here?
Take pictures.
I don't think so.
What do you want, a confession?
I'm in the wrong company for that.
Yeah, me too.
What company are you in?
Oh, no. Not those guys. Not the CIA.
Well, that's something.
Just want to be back in the front line.
Do you? Where were you last?
Well, I don't know. Beirut.
What was that like?
Like? I don't know what it was like. Look at the pictures. It was full of Arabs, that's all.
What happened there?
I took pictures of people shooting each other.
It's different here. They're building, not destroying.
Still giving guns to kids.
No, they're educating them into something better.
What's better for a kid than a machine gun?
Is that how it was in Lebanon? Yeah, I suppose it's always the kids who suffer.
These kids weren't suffering, man. They loved it. Bang, bang. Another kid's brains all over a white mud wall. They liked it. Yeah, they really did.
Anybody want coffee?
Gets cold up here at night.
Yeah, and lonely.
I can't see one light. That's a good feeling. Nobody out there burning anything.
I think it's rather frightening. It's the people who give it the meaning.
Ah.
What's wrong with that?
Just another bag you have to carry?
Ah, and you prefer to travel light?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
That's no answer.
That's no question.
Because it does matter. There has to be a sense of responsibility. Simon feels it, I feel it.
No free rides.
What's that mean?
It means you might have the ticket, but you ain't paid for it yet. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta take a leak. If that's okay.
American charm, huh?
I don't think he was being charming.
Oh, neither do I.
He might as well not be here. He could take his pictures on the moon.
I don't know. Could be all baggage. More coffee?
Well, this is very good. It's good quality.
Oh, you buy it, will you?
Well, that kind of decision is a long way away. I really need to see the beans on the plant.
Yeah, you'll see him soon enough.
Then you can make your deals.
Don't include me in what you feel about Kyle.
I didn't intend to.
You just seem to be angry with anyone who isn't 100% committed to this country.
It has that kind of effect, James.
It has a lot of effect.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get some sleep.
I put a couple of blankets under your sleeping bag. Ground gets cold at these heights.
Thank you.
They think it's any country, any place, any people, but it isn't. It's here.
It's still a long way from perfect.
Don't try and save me from anything. I don't want to be protected.
No.
I've got a job to do. That's very important to me. The money matters. How it's being spent matters. I think this country is worth fighting for.
We'd better sleep. There's some tough traveling tomorrow. You can have the van.
Come on, Simon. I don't need looking after.
Didn't you know that somewhere in Nicaragua lurks the last American gentleman? I'm asking you to do it for me.
Good night, then.
We've cut right around Jalapa. This is the center of the farm. There'll be guards' quarters. They generally draft office workers from the city. It's just to protect the pickets in case. Cross-border attacks, that kind of thing. There'll be a first aid post, maybe a local school for the younger children. You'll see.
Pretty small.
You'll soon build it up.
Pretty empty.
Yeah, they'll be out picking. Might be someone at the medical post. Probably another aid worker. Meet more Americans here than you do in New York. Hey! Company out!
Oh,
Jesus!
¿Quién es usted?
¿Quién es aquí? We don't mean you
any harm.
¿Americanos? We're English. Thank you.
¿Qué es lo que pasa? ¿Que no pueden hablar?
Look, I think we're in some deep shit here. Just keep calm. Doesn't anybody speak English?
¿Qué diablo está pasando aquí? ¿Quién es esta gente?
No sé, comandante, no sé. Quiero decir, ellos no me dicen una palabra, ¿entiendes?
Ya veo. Francés, Deutsch, Damo, something.
Right, man. English, right? Margaret Thatcher,
yes.
Right?
Yes. You don't sound English.
Well, these two, speak to him.
Oh, God, he's going to kill us.
Please, our friend.
Okay. Something.
Please, we must get help.
Your friend is dead.
Look, these two are English. I'm an American, and I understand that this was an accident. We're very clear on that, right? No problems. We have no problem with that.
And this?
And American. It's okay, though. I mean, really.
Mataste a un gringo mezcaito. Boy, is Ronnie Reagan gonna be pissed off with us. So, what are you doing here?
I take pictures.
No,
it's a camera. It's easy. Easy. Just the camera. Senora? Just the camera.
No.
I asked the lady. No, senora.
I was invited. Government invite to inspect aid programs for...
Senora, we didn't invite nobody. You are now with the forces of freedom, the Contra.
They'll pay. These people, they have companies, organizations.
I am Commander Condor.
Listen to me, man. Richmond, tell him.
Yes, please, they will. They'll all pay.
Hey,
we
hey.
Really will. I promise.
Calm down.
Whatever you want.
Hey,
anyway,
we don't need the money. We don't have no trouble with that.
Right. Good old Uncle Sam. Our friends, yeah? Good friends.
You talk a lot. I think maybe it's more convenient to leave you here.
No, no, man. That'll be very public.
Stop it! Stop it!
Ah, your friend is dead. That is regrettable. I apologize. Ah, now, we have to go. You must come with us. You, photographer, and you strip the body, put it into the dispensary with the others.
You can't do that. Can't we bury him?
I am a reasonable man, but I am also practical. Practically, I should kill you all, but I am not a beast. On the other hand, my men have been without a woman for a long time, so if I were you, I would not draw any notice to myself. Now move!
I'm gonna be sick.
Shut up, Richmond. Put him there. Now let's get out of here before they burn us too.
Al pescado. Vuélalo.
Gringo. Ven. Mira. Mira esto.
¡Muévete!
Back in the slammer again.
What are you saying?
I just discovered I have this really urgent reason for staying alive. I'm scared of dying.
What are they going to do with us? I don't understand.
Bad crazy, and he'd have killed us by now. We ain't dead, so he's good crazy.
He's educated. How can he do this?
You don't figure an educated killer. You think he ought to be nice? Don't kid yourself. The only thing educated makes him is more dangerous.
Maybe he's interested in us.
Get it together, man. He ain't interested in us.
Interested in what we think of him.
And when he knows what we think...
then I suppose he isn't interested anymore.
What happens then?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we all know.
Apúrense, que no se queden atrás. Vamos, no se agrupen. En marcha, vamos.
Have you looked at the kid?
Fish. Little fish. They all take names, these guys. Other names. Maybe they think it hides something.
Who from?
He wants you, the kid. Fish. He reckons he killed your man, so now you belong to him.
No.
He's waiting for Condor to make up his mind.
I don't. Oh, I'm scared, Kyle. I'm scared.
I'm scared. There's no way you can tell what he's gonna do. He's bad crazy. So we keep our mouths shut around Little Fish.
You eat. We've got a way to go. It's hard marching. I don't want you holding us up.
We won't.
I know. If you fall behind, I'll have you killed, and I don't want to kill you. Pecao, tráele algo de comida y vigílalos. Son tu responsabilidad ahora. So, the kid'll watch you. Make sure you don't do anything stupid. Now you do something for me, Mr. Photographer.
Sure.
You take some pictures. Then all the guys got something to send home to their mothers.
Any time.
They go on the mantelpiece, so they better be good.
Well, they'll be good, but
You gotta wait till morning. I don't have the light right now.
Hmm. Okay.
Fine.
So eat. And Senora, I am sorry we cannot arrange separate quarters, but I'm sure you'll understand.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Commander.
And for you, Mr. Englishman, I think we might be able to find a pair of clean pants.
¿Sí? Bien, gringuitos. Miren. Miren lo que les tenemos.
What is it?
Beans, chilies, some meat. Eat it. You'll need it.
Look, Commander, about some kind of ransom.
Shut
if
up.
We could just
Shut
get
up.
In touch with someone, so just to let them know.
There is nothing you can pay me, gringo.
There must be some way. Can't we talk about it?
I don't make myself clear. I am not a bandit. I am fighting a war of liberation. Now I have other things to do.
Great. Great, Richmond. You really know how to keep a situation cool.
Just shut your bloody mouth.
Let's go up to the boardroom, Commander, and put our pistols on the table and have a nice cup of tea.
Stop it, Kyle.
Maybe we could discuss it over a working breakfast.
Shut up! Shut up!
What are you going to do, hit me with a squash racket?
Please, shut up!
Nice one, big man. This is the way we save Condor the trouble.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Richmond.
Oh, you can grovel, okay? No problem, Commander. Shoot us all.
I said I was sorry.
I don't care if you're sorry, Kyle.
Screw you, too.
Eat, Richmond.
I'm not hungry.
I'm not hungry. What's that got to do with it?
You know why he's keeping us alive?
We've been through this.
Stop picking on me, will you? I didn't kill your man.
Are you trying to make us hate you? Do you want to die here?
We've got to hang on, that's all. Whatever we feel, we've got to get through it somehow.
I don't think we've got much choice.
If we knew what was in his mind, then maybe we could work something
You've
out.
You've got to
shut
up, Richmond, because you're driving me crazy.
Go to sleep. We have to sleep.
This is Condor. Este es Condor. Condor. Condor, Eagle. Do you have Eagle there?
This is Eagle, Condor. This is Eagle.
Good to hear you, Eagle.
Right, Condor. Good to hear you, too. Coming in clear and easy.
Eagle, I want to confirm our rendezvous at Lima Alpha 42.
That's confirmed, good buddy. We have 1900 hours as our rendezvous time.
We have that, too, Eagle.
Sounds good. See you there, Commander. Good hunting. And out.
Adios.
Yeah, hold it. That's fine. Great. Next one, please. Psycho lineup. That's great. You like that? You little psycho? Thank you, amigos. You notice how they all want to hold the biggest guns?
Like children.
That, Richmond, is because most of them are children.
A ver, formarse. Apaguen el fuego. Hazte cargo de la ceniza. Okay, move out.
We supposed to go up there. It's a mountain.
Yeah. Vamos andando, gringo.
Hold it, dickhead. We go up there?
Ya. Camina, te digo. Muévete o te vuelo las cabezas en balazo.
We are going into the mountains.
I thought we were in the mountains.
These are hills. Those are the mountains. We'll head for the border and meet our friends there, and then we see. Okay, en marcha!
Oh. Out of condition. Oh, man.
Alto! No se muevan. A ti no te gusta esto, ¿verdad, mujer? ¿Tú crees que yo me parezco a Clint Eastwood?
What is it?
They're shooting.
Firing at the buzzards.
¡Por aquí andamos!
¡Stop it! ¡Stop!
Stay cool. He's pushing, huh? You're pushing the lady.
¿Qué estás diciendo, gringo?
Well, you little psycho. If ever I get half a chance, I'm gonna rip your ears off. Okay?
Sí. Para ser gringo, tú no estás nada de mal, ¿eh? Ya. Vamos caminando ahora, vamos.
That was stupid. It was worth it.
You don't look too healthy.
Too old. Too many drinks. Now, we walk. Hell, what else is there?
What about Anna?
What about Anna?
We've got to do something.
Walk. We got to walk.
We've got to...
What? Well, you come up with any bright ideas, you just tell me and I'll be right there with you.
A ver, culebra, toma tú esa rosca. Ustedes dos, tomen la 44 y cubren el camino.
A su orden, comandante.
Le mandamos algo comida después.
A su orden.
Makes you feel alive, my friends, like nothing else. The danger. The fight. Look at it out there. It's beautiful, huh? This country. I love it. To lose it would be to tear out my heart. To be with my boys, cleaning the fields out of this beautiful nation. To be fierce and cruel and ruthless. That is the kind of courage we need. You understand, do you?
Right, Commander. You love your country. I get that.
And you, Senora?
Yes, I can understand that.
Then I'm happy, my friends. Because all that we have, these guns, the equipment, all we have was made in the USA, sent by our friend Ronnie Reagan. But I don't think you are my friend, Mr. Photographer. And I don't think your friends are my friends.
Yeah, I love Reagan. I voted for the man.
Maybe I make a big mistake with you. You don't feel any sympathy with our struggle.
We feel it. We really do.
I don't think so.
You see the way the kid keeps looking at her?
What do you want me to do? Slap his hand? Look, man, as long as Condor says we stay alive, that's what we do. And when he changes his mind, we're dead. And you want to know the best thing you can do for Anna? Kill her quick.
I don't know what it is. Lots of chilies in it. We have to eat anyway. I suppose it's all the climbing gives you an appetite. What are we doing here? What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Simon would have known.
The guy's dead. That, I guess, was a stupid thing to say.
Doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah. I guess it does.
What's this? Conscience?
Eat your chilies, Richmond.
I hate this kind of food. Always hated this kind of food. Just kills my stomach.
Maybe you should try sending it back.
And they'd just kill the rest of you. Vietnamese used to fight on rice. Won the whole war on a plate of steamed rice. So God knows what these guys are going to do on red hot chili peppers.
Maybe it explains something about Condor.
Like he needs explaining?
Like he's acting a part.
He ain't acting, Richmond. He is that boy.
I don't think these people know what they're going to do.
That's what makes them so dangerous.
Right on, Richard. We just have to pray and hang around.
Aren't people in this kind of situation supposed to build up some kind of friendship or something with their captors?
You want to get into bed between Condor and Littlefish? That's okay with me.
I hate them. I want them to die. If I could kill them, I would.
You'll have to wait in line.
We have your groceries, Condor.
Good flying, Colonel Tom. See you tomorrow.
Buy a drink. Over and out.
Don't move, don't look, don't do nothing.
A ver, pescadito, cubre de ese lado.
A su orden, comandante. Me tomo una punta 30.
Sí.
Is it some kind of ambush?
Jesus, it has to be. Just shut up.
Rápido, rápido, apúrense, así bien. Hay que parar, cuidado, se mueve ese niño, rápido, rápido, vamos.
Did you do it?
Why not?
If they find out you took pictures, they'll kill us. Oh, don't Don't you understand?
It's my job.
I don't want to get killed here, Kyle. I'm frightened. I don't want to die here.
Why, Kyle?
Well, I guess I thought I'd stop giving a damn about people anymore.
What about us?
Yeah, okay. What about us? I mean, who wants you back there right now? Who's missing you, Richmond?
Well, at work.
You got any family? You got a woman back there?
I'm not married.
Oh, man. I mean, is anybody gonna give a damn if you get killed out here?
We're supposed to be surviving, not picking each other off.
I think I'd sell my soul for a drink.
You haven't got a soul.
I don't have a drink either.
Well, no, there isn't. Not anybody who would. The factory and all that. They wouldn't give a toss. Wouldn't matter if I died here. Is that what you wanted, Kyle?
I guess.
You want me to admit that there's... that nobody will care if I die? Well, I care. But I just want to stay alive.
You and me both, kid.
God, what's that?
That ain't no Honduran ship. That's the good old Night Stalkers.
Good to see you, my friend.
Well, hi there, folks.
Hey, man. You're American.
I reckon.
Hey, me too, man. Right on. Are we glad to see you? Hey, man, let me shake your hand. Well, let me touch you, man.
Got you.
Well, ma'am, pleased to meet you.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I think some people have been missing you. This is Father Simon Carr.
Richmond. James Richmond.
Well, glad to see you, Mr. Richmond, but I understood...
That's a little problem, Tom.
Oh, well, right. We'll have to work this one out. I'm sure everything's going to be just fine. You folks look just about all done in. Now, why don't you step over to the ship and we'll see if we can't patch you up some. We got more supplies than the Mayo Clinic. I could perform open-heart surgery out here if I wanted.
Oh,
how's that?
That's fine. Better.
Need to keep things sterile out here, Kyle. They go rotten.
I bet.
You want to get cleaned up some, ma'am? You could slip in back there. We have facilities.
Oh, thanks. I don't know your name.
Tom Burke, ma'am. Just through there. Tough lady. She's been through a lot.
You could say that.
Drink?
There
you go. Mr. Richmond?
Well, why not?
We'll get some coffee going later. Cook us some food. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a few things to do. I'll leave you the bottle.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
Don't mention it, Kyle. Have to stick together. Hey, Jose, ¿cómo van las cosas?
Hey, Colonel Tom.
Now, Colonel Tom.
Who is he?
Who cares?
Go easy on that stuff.
This ain't stuff. This is Jack Daniels.
We're not home yet.
Have you checked out what they're unloading? You could fight a war with this stuff.
I noticed. All new, still factory greased.
Is he official or something?
Don't ask.
America isn't supposed to be doing this.
Don't blame me. I only take the pictures. Uncle Sam supplies the goodies. Or Uncle Ronnie. I reckon this is about as official as an honest woman on 42nd Street.
So why keep taking pictures?
Because I stopped taking real pictures 3 years ago in Beirut. I couldn't do it anymore. Just got up one morning, and I couldn't press the button. I mean, you're always going for that one shot. The kid in Vietnam burned by napalm. The Spanish Civil War. And I wanted that. I wanted to say what they said about the waste and the tragedy. And then something went dead. Overload. I stopped taking real pictures. And I stopped selling because no one wanted to buy.
And they'll buy those?
Oh, this is hot. This is so hot it'll burn the bastards all the way to the White House.
I thought you voted for Reagan.
Oh, come on. Well, hi, ma'am. Danged if you don't smell sweeter than a swamp rat.
You look pretty terrible yourself. You should have a look back there. It's like, I don't know what it's like. It's not like anything. It's so weird.
Magic.
I think it's all technology and dollars.
Go take a wash, Richmond. You need it.
So do you.
I wish we didn't have to leave Simon here. We ought to be able to take him back to that church of his.
Ask Colonel Tom.
We'll have you home in a day or two. I'll be heading out tomorrow first thing, and as soon as I reach base, I'll send out a truck.
What? Can't we go with you?
Not really, Anna. Might prove to be indiscreet. But don't you worry none.
Because of your mission here?
Well, I guess you people know what's going on down this way. The kind of struggle that's taking place between freedom and tyranny in Nicaragua.
You sort of see this as the battleground?
Don't you?
Sure, sure.
Well, I know that you, Anna, were in Nicaragua with an aid program for the communists.
It is to set up educational and medical schemes, Tom. There's absolutely nothing political about it.
That's what they tell you, Anna.
Well, I know it isn't crates of guns and bombs.
Now, that's where you make your mistake. Now, how much of that educational and medical aid makes its way to the Nicaraguan armed forces, for instance? Or into subverting the government of El Salvador?
That just isn't so.
Isn't it? Freedom in Nicaragua is a fiction, Anna. Okay if you happen to be a Leninist, but what if you were a farmer whose land has been taken away like these boys here? Nah, they weren't capitalist oppressors. Look at them. They're small farmers who've lost everything because they wouldn't agree with the government. Do you have an apartment?
Yes, in Strasbourg.
Well, now, how would you feel if someone took it away from you with no compensation? If they took away your job, too? People forget that the Contras are volunteers. Over 15,000 of them who are fighting to regain their country against a conscript army.
Hey, it's okay, man. We don't need a lecture.
Well, I think you do, Kyle. Because it's too easy to overlook the real threat the communists pose. Not only in this part of the world, but everywhere. They are not nice guys. And they are consolidating a base here in Central America, which does not recognize frontiers. Sandinistas are not going to stay home. Salvador, Honduras, Mexico. Do you honestly believe that a communist South America would be a good thing? And I'm not talking about U.S. interest alone. What about the people? The peasants who are always supposed to do well but never quite get there.
And your freedom-loving Contras. I suppose they never kill anyone. No rooms full of dead coffee workers, no dead families like the ones shot down yesterday.
I don't pretend to agree with that kind of thing. If we're supporting a guerrilla war for freedom, then we must try to ensure that it is fought as humanely as possible. But there will always be casualties. The innocent, the helpless. And it's the price, a terrible price, that has to be paid for freedom. Because freedom doesn't come cheap in this world.
Oh, for God's sake.
Take it easy, Anna. The guy's just doing his job.
I'm doing my country's job. Or the job it would be doing if it had the courage of its own convictions. You simply cannot overestimate the danger of the Soviets. In Eastern Europe, in Afghanistan, in Cuba, in Asia. Now, what do you have in those places? A happy, contented population who think and vote the way they like? If you excuse me for saying it, ma'am, the hell you do. You go ask Solidarity. Go ask the Russian Jews, the boat people, the Afghan fighters.
Go ask the Contra. Right, my friend?
I didn't hear you, Commander.
Neither do our enemies. Is that not so, Mr. Photographer?
Hey, don't ask me.
Mr. Businessman.
You are quiet.
And don't you tell me, Mr. Richmond, that you wouldn't do better business with my friend Condor than you ever would with the coffee commissars.
I didn't get much chance. I think your friend killed off the competition.
Well, I guess that's your English sense of humor, Mr. Richmond.
Maybe you'd like to hear a Spanish joke?
I think it's getting late. Well, why don't we let our guests get a good night's sleep?
Thank you for the meal, Mr. Burke.
Well, my pleasure. Not often I have such stimulating company. Good night.
So that's our Colonel Tom.
I recognize the voice, I'm sure of it. Back in Managua, I got across line.
I think you should make it clear to them.
All right, we're on the ground here.
Yeah, we have to make decisions day to day.
We have to implement decisions.
They have to understand the situation is urgent.
What would he be doing there?
Same as he's doing here. Propping up democracy.
Just so long as he gets us out of here.
For you, one more march, my friends. Tonight we celebrate the success of our mission and you will be collected.
Where are they going to take us?
Colonel Tom will arrange it all.
He's quite a guy, isn't he?
One hell of a guy. He saved you a lot of trouble, and so you should be very thankful when all of this becomes a memory.
Whatever you say.
So today Little Fish will be here to protect you. Good marching, my friend.
think it's going to rain.
Perhaps.
No, this time it's really going to rain. I can feel it.
So long as it doesn't stop us getting back. Oh.
You okay?
Yes.
All right.
Ya, vamos caminando. No queremos que los sandinistas nos agarren ahora, ¿no?
They look more relaxed.
Safer over the border. It's going to be a big party tonight.
Suits me.
Oh, come on, then. The sooner we get there.
Hey, fish, you little spit. Looks like you're going to lose out.
¿Qué estás hablando tú ahí?
¡Vámonos!
Eagle, I don't hear you so good, Tom.
Eagle, the Condor, come in, Condor. Are you there?
I got you now, Eagle, very clear.
Okay, Condor, that's real good. Now listen to me, buddy. We have some trouble here over the State Farm attack. We are experiencing some media interest and need to cut clear of this baby.
What kind of problems?
They have positive identification on the priest. Do you hear that? This is a U.S. citizen.
Hey, they got no proof it was us, Colonel Tom.
They got no proof yet, Condor. And I think it might be a good idea if you were able to persuade our guests that discretion is necessary in this case.
Repeat if you will, Eagle. Repeat that.
You'll have to kill them, Condor.
No problem, Eagle. My pleasure.
Thank you, good buddy. Over and out.
Qué bueno, el crédito, pues. No es ir a buscar sus ganancias ahora.
Sí, pues, señor.
Sure is some party. Perhaps they'll have so much fun, they'll all kill each other.
Hey, have a drink. I've been talking with Colonel Tom. He says all this rain, the truck, she's gonna come in the morning.
But it was supposed to be tonight.
The best laid plans, Senora, are subject to circumstance. My apologies.
Okay, fine, Commander.
Senora, I am also sorry we could not have met in another place, in another time. Strasbourg or Paris. Perhaps then I might have been able to make you understand how I feel about my country. But, there you are. I will send little fish across with some food, so you just relax for tonight, eh? Soon we'll say goodbye.
Yeah, I'll drink to that.
We must be well inside Honduras now.
I guess so. Make a nice picture.
Kyle, how come they haven't taken it away?
What?
Your camera, how come you've still got it?
I got the film stashed. They can have it any time they want.
They haven't asked for it.
In the morning. Maybe they'll ask for it in the morning.
Hey, gringito. ¿Cómo lo están pasando por ahí, eh?
I think we got trouble.
Hey, ya voy a verlos. Voy en este momento.
Take a drink. We're gonna need it.
Going to let us go, are they?
Richmond, we're going to have to kill him.
What?
And keep him quiet. We do what the kid says. Let the others get back to their party.
Muévanse. Muévanse para atrás. Tú. Tú, fotógrafo. Tú. Habla.
He says, move back. Out of the light.
Hey, gringo.
Yeah. Sí.
Mira, hombre. Tú, yo me he estado preguntando. Quiero decir, la perra esta, digo yo. ¿Por qué se viste como hombre, eh?
Well, I don't know.
Pregúntale.
Jesus.
Pregúntale.
Hey,
Vamos, amigo. No puedo.
Pregúntale, o te mato aquí mismo.
Ah, he says, the kid wants to know how come you're dressed, Jesus, like a man.
Kyle.
Yo creo que esta no es una mujer para nada.
He says he doesn't think you're a woman, huh?
Entonces, ¿no? Entonces es mejor que lo demuestre, ¿ya? Mejor que se saque los pantalones. Dile, gran señor Yankee. ¿Mm?
You, he says, you gotta take the jeans. You should take them off.
You tell him.
He'll kill you. He'll kill all of us. Look at him. He'll do it.
No.
Kyle. He'll kill you.
Do something.
Ahora. ¿Mm?
Do as he says.
Ahora que se saque la blusa. ¿Eh?
Now the top.
Ella tiene que estar desnudita para mí.
I can't.
He wants to kill you.
Kyle, I can't do it.
Gringo. Dile que se saque todo. Yankee, tú dile. O si no, te mato aquí mismo.
¿Huh? All of it off.
No.
Do it.
You bastard, Kyle.
Ahora, dile que se ponga de rodillas. ¿Huh?
Kneel down.
I can't.
Please.
Ahora, abre la boca, mujer. Dile, gringo. Tienes que decirle. Tienes que hacerlo.
¡Now! ¡Can't! ¡Do it!
Dile. ¡Oh! No, ¡déjame! ¡Déjame, gringo! ¡No!
¡Do it!
¡Déjame!
Do it.
¡Déjame, gringo! ¡Déjame!
This is final.
How do you feel?
Don't know.
Anna?
She's asleep.
Yeah. All I ever did was take pictures and get canned.
How do you feel?
Alive.
We haven't gone back into Nicaragua, have we?
I think we went north.
Cifuentes, somewhere like that. We should head north. Has to be. I guess. Cifuentes. Somewhere like that.
Yes.
We've got to move.
We should be hungry. Anybody hungry?
I'm not.
I'll see if the kid had anything in his pack. Photographs. You want to see the kid's family?
Oh, no.
What kind of war are these people fighting? They got medicine. Dope. A lot of dope. A couple of watches. Yeah. Chocolate. Better eat. We got a way to go.
Which is north.
Well,
will he come after us?
Why bother? It's too much effort.
We know too much.
Well, I guess we'd be bad news, but nothing they couldn't live down.
And Uncle Tom, just a plain old soldier doing what he's told.
We need to get up high. See where we're going.
A settlement or something.
Don't know if my legs will stand it.
We could move around in this forever.
You go. I'll stay.
No. We all go.
Yeah. I figured we did.
You forget there's anything else.
Cold up here.
At least we can see from here.
We've got to light a fire.
They'll see it.
Colonel Tom.
Let's get off this goddamn hilltop.
I have some here, Condor. Heading northwest. I'll ride herd on this one. You get your boys moving.
Worried after all.
They don't know it yet, but their cover's running out. They'll have to wait till dark before they cross open ground. Long as you need, Condor.
This far for nothing.
Why don't they go away?
Maybe they like it here. Hey, looky. If it ain't old Colonel Tom.
How are them good old boys back on Capitol Hill?
Stay back, Carl. I'll see you. Come on, man. I gotta get the picture. The bastard's leaning right out of the goddamn door. Talk to his good buddy Condor.
No.
This is the one. Right across the front of every paper in the world, the U.S. State Department leaning out of a gunship in Central America.
I knew you couldn't resist it. I just knew it.
Sorry, Colonel?
Nothing, son. Just take us right in there.
Kyle, come on! Hold on, hold on!
Hey, man. I could...
Film, a camera. We have to take it.
I can't touch him.
We've got to.
¿Quiénes son ustedes? ¿Qué es lo que está pasando aquí?
Come on, do it.
Americans. What was the helicopter? Who is that man?
He's. Who are you?
Lieutenant Ramirez, Honduran Army. Now, who are you? I think you'd better come with us right now.
Sorry I'm a bit late.
No problem.
Another one?
Yes, thanks.
What is it? What was it?
White wine.
Is that any particular kind or anything?
No, just what they sell. You don't get a choice.
White wine, please. And a double Jack Daniels with ice. It's all... I mean, you got back to work all right?
Why not? Job's still there.
Country's still there.
But no deal for coffee beans.
Our company thought it'd be safer to stick with Costa Rica. Fewer problems.
Yes.
Thank you.
Is that usual now, Jack Daniels?
For old time's sake. We should have done something, shouldn't we? We should have tried to get the film, get it published. Would have been Kyle's big picture.
I don't think it would have made any difference.
Would have made a difference to Kyle. You still care about the place?
Yes, I'm going back.
Why?
I want to.
Anyway, I thought it'd be nice if we got together again.
It was just something that happened to us.
That kid.
I told you it was just something that happened to us. Look, I have to go.
Well, don't go. Have another drink. Please.
I think you've been having too many drinks. Goodbye, Richmond.
In Compañeros, Kyle was played by Derek Newark, Anna Angharad Reese, Richmond Trevor Nichols, Simon Colin Stinton, Tom Burke Stuart Milligan, Commander Condor Arturo Venegas, Little Fish Francisco Morales, the manager Alan Dudley, the border official Michael Deacon. Technical presentation, David Greenwood, assisted by Wilfredo Acosta and Barbara Evans. Music composed and played by David Chilton and Nick Russell Pavia. Compañeros was written by Mike Walker and directed by Peter King.